This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another installment of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and each week we take a gander at the creative industries in Washtenaw County and bring you the voices and experiences that help shape our quality of life, place, and local economy. That has been somewhat damaged of late. WEMU's Creative Impact content partner is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollack. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, David, we're going to take a broader view today of COVID-19 and the impact on the arts and culture. I'm excited to welcome Susan Badger Booth back to our program.
Yes, Susan is the program director of the Arts Management and Administration Program here at Eastern Michigan University. And as I understand it, she is an entirely different time zone and taking distance learning to a whole nother level.
Absolutely. Susan, you're on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, you're right
and
here.
It's a pleasure.
Susan, David is in Seoul, South Korea, where she and her husband, Bill, have been since, what about, Susan, about February 15th?
Yeah, that's exactly when we got here.
And what took you to South Korea to begin with, Susan?
Right. Well, it's exciting. I'm here on a Fulbright grant. Well, at least the Fulbright took me here, and that's the story that I can sort of tell you a little bit about. So the Fulbright Scholars Program is this international exchange of people, knowledge, and skills between the U.S. and 125 foreign countries, and I received a grant as a Fulbright Scholar for this semester to come to Hungik University in Seoul, South Korea, and teach a couple classes and do a little field work with some graduate students in my cultural planning class.
So when you took off in February, it had to be very exciting, not knowing what was coming down the line.
Right, it was pretty exciting. In February, at that point in February, there were as many COVID cases in the U.S. as were in South Korea. So we were a little hesitant, but we felt pretty comfortable.
Sure.
And we got over there, and
First of all, I don't want to go past the fact that a Fulbright scholar and that grant is pretty impressive. So congratulations on that. That's really remarkable.
Thank you.
Yeah, and there's a program that's run by the State Department. And what happened when COVID the pandemic did strike both here in the U.S. and in Korea. What happened then?
Right. So we'd been here about 3 weeks. About the second week in March, we heard from the Fulbright offices in Washington, D.C., that they had ended the program. So really overnight, I went from a Fulbright scholar to a Fulbright alumni.
Wow.
And at first, it was a little shocking. So we had kind of a week of an awful lot of ambiguity and not really knowing what the next step was going to be. But what happened was many of the countries were willing to work with the Fulbright scholars that were in country. And we felt that I felt that I had made a real commitment to my university, and I wanted to keep teaching. I had just started teaching, and I wanted to continue. So what I did was I was able to pivot a little bit, and I moved from being a Fulbright scholar to being an international visiting professor at Hungik. So I've been doing the same program, certainly affected by the COVID pandemic. So it has been a little different in that I was hoping to be face-to-face with my students. And for the whole semester, I've been teaching online, meeting students individually on occasion when I could, certainly working with colleagues here at the university, but have not been in the classroom with them, just like what had happened last semester at Eastern.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU with Deb Pollack of the Arts Alliance, and we're talking with Susan Badger Booth, who is in Seoul, South Korea. She arrived to teach arts administration as a Fulbright scholar just as COVID-19 was hitting. When the State Department suspended the program and recalled all scholars, Susan elected to stay in Seoul to teach under the auspices of Eastern Michigan University.
So, Susan, as David alluded, you and Bill were looking to quite an adventure. This probably wasn't what you had in mind. So what's it been like living during a pandemic in a foreign country?
You know, it's Korea has done a fabulous job of controlling the pandemic. In 2015, they experienced the MERS epidemic, and I think they really learned from that experience. So they had in place all sorts of ways to deal with this current crisis. They had the drive-through clinics already set up all over the country. They're doing a wonderful job with this track and trace. So if there's somebody that has COVID, they send out warnings that let us know where they've been. And there's an awful lot of controlling of that situation. So they've really been able to really kind of squash that curve, that cycle of increased cases. I've been very, very impressed.
With that in mind, how are the people of South Korea responding to how the United States is addressing the pandemic?
That's a good question. I can only talk about individuals. Including myself, I really feel that Korea should be looked at as a model. And I know that many, many nations have looked towards Korea as this model nation for how to deal with the pandemic. And I do feel that even in Michigan, we have a number of the drive-through clinics that have popped up. Time will tell. It should be interesting.
So as Korea's starting to open up, are you able to get out and about and do any sightseeing, or are you still pretty much very close to home?
Yeah, so Korea never had the quarantine status that is happening in the United States and other countries. So we've always really been able to move about freely, certainly taking precautions.
Oh, interesting.
You know, the classic sort of washing hands and using hand sanitizer, and everybody is in the habit of wearing masks here anyway, because the spring pollution from over the yellow sea from China, from the factories, is so bad that people in the springtime just regularly wear masks. So that was something that was easy to kind of initiate here when the pandemic started in February. So I've been wearing a mask since we got here, but we've been able to go out to dinner, certainly go see outside sites, historic sites. What happened a couple weeks ago, which was great, was that museums and other performing arts venues started to open up. They certainly have been controlled. So, for example, the National Museum of Korea allows 300 visitors an hour to go through their collection. So they are doing the social distancing and very much controlling the situation. Many of the venues will only sell half the tickets of the number of seats in the venue. And I think that's a strategy that some of the movie houses in the U.S. were starting before the quarantine happened.
Interesting.
Is it safe to say that you feel more safe in South Korea than you would if you were enduring the pandemic here in the United States?
You know, it's hard to say because I'm not there with you. I'm only seeing it, from afar. I can tell you that we've felt very safe here. The Fulbright office here in South Korea has been incredible, helping us kind of do this pivot. Because the national program from the D.C. office ended, the Fulbright office here helped us with things like how to navigate new health insurance and helped us with the stipend that we were getting to help us be able to be here. So the office was able to help us continue get that stipend and, help with all sorts of specifics as to how to engage with our universities and such.
When will you be able to come back to the States?
Well, I've got a plane ticket. We're planning on coming back July 1st, which is after my semester ends. Because our semester here was delayed a couple of weeks, it was going to be ending the June 15th, but it goes right until the end of June. So we're leaving
Susan,
right after the semester ends.
you know, as we, as your colleagues here at home are looking at about our reopening plan, you might be a very good resource, having experience what South Korea's been doing about reopening and the social distancing and physical distancing in our venue. So we'll look forward to you being a source for us to help us.
Yeah, I've got a blog that I've been writing, and I'm actually working on a new blog on just that. You know, sort of talking a little bit about what I've been reading about in the U.S. about researchers talking about, you know, what's going to happen when the venues and it start to open back up. Are people going to be comfortable getting there? And what's happening here? Just my personal experiences. So yeah, I agree, Deb. I'm right with you. It'll be interesting to kind of compare the two.
Well, we will most certainly put a link in our web post so people can read more about your international life in the time of COVID-19 on your blog. Thanks for staying up so late to do our show. Be safe and be well.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate it. And thank you too, Deb. It's been an honor to be on.
Thanks so much, Susan. Tell Bill we look forward to seeing him come home.
Sounds good.
That is Susan Badger Booth, who is in Seoul, South Korea, where she arrived to teach arts administration as a Fulbright scholar just as COVID-19 hit. Deb Pollack is our content partner. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.